to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. Excuse me. And my biblical question for this week, the biblical question, why do you refuse to give up your false feelings of life? Why do you refuse to give up your false feelings of life? Most human beings, and there are men and women who are now working on overcoming the false feelings, but most people will not attempt to let go of the thrills, the false feelings of life. Why? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just got to go, or you can't sit and watch, you're like, wow, I want to watch the whole thing as it's, the show as it's happening. But I got to go to the market. I got to go to the gym. I got to do this. You can podcast. You can podcast the show and listen on your phone. You can podcast the show and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's amazing. And don't forget to like the videos. Like the videos. So it is yeah, Wednesday already. What the? And so on Wednesday, the last hour of the show is Manhood Hour, Rebuilding the Family by Rebuilding the Man. But on the first 2 hours, because we love the blacks, it is Black Excellence. That was then, when America was amazing. And this is now. What's wrong with the black?
It blows my mind how black people go in everybody else's business and bully them.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I'm on your ass, Jesse.
What the?
Come on, Coon.
Hey, Tony. My mirror is about to come off.
I think you've pretty much pissed off everybody.
Keep that. Amazing. It's a spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. And I'm wondering out loud, why do you refuse to leave the battlefield? Just because other people want to fight, that doesn't mean you got to fight with them. Why do you fight? What good, other than a thrill, what good is it doing you to fight? Really, just think about it. You and the devil are fighting within you, and you and the devil are fighting outside of you with others. And two devils fight. And both devils think that they are right. Neither are right, but they both do because they love the thrill of fighting. They love the thrill of anger. They love the thrill of praying to God and to Mother Mary. They love the thrill of crying. Even though when you cry, you're lying. It's all about thrills. When will you stop loving the thrill of life, false life? When? Amazing, huh? It's up to you, though. You can either lay your weapon down or you continue to fight a losing battle. Because it's not even you fighting. Something else has made a home in you. And it's taking over. And you think you're in control, but you're not. Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. So yesterday they had some primaries, a couple of primaries. And one of them was in Texas. And apparently, I've been told that that gal, Jasmine Cricket, she lost the primary. She is out. If that's true, she lost, according to the report. Fox News, Jasmine Cricket, a Democrat, is accusing Republicans for trying to re-rig her primary after this, Texas Supreme Court blocked an extension to voting hours. Watching from Fox News and MS Now.
Knowing that Dallas County is a big dump of votes.
Yeah, for you, girl.
We, in my opinion, will not know the election results overall tonight. We need to see the Dallas County votes to see where they are. I mean, if the early vote comes in, which we may have the early vote soon, if it comes in and I'm losing Dallas County, then we know kind of where this thing is going. So
that's my news, is that we're not going to have election results tonight, in my opinion, based upon what specifically is taking place in Dallas County. This is what Republicans like to do. And so they specifically targeted Dallas County, and I think we all know why. So I want you to enjoy yourselves, but I won't be back tonight because I have no idea of when we're going to get results. So I love y'all too.
What a mess. So I don't know, Derek, did she win or lose? Oh. New York Times is reporting Jasmine Cricket of Texas conceded the Texas Democratic primary for Senate earlier Wednesday morning to James Tallarico. So Cricket is out of there. What the? And now she's blaming the Republican. You got to blame it on somebody. You got to blame it on something. Blame it on the rain. So according to the Times, Jasmine Cricket is out of there. hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more. What you say? Hit the road, Jack. She's gone. Ain't no use in praying for her no more. She's gone.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. Now, that doesn't mean that the next Democrat that take over is a good guy. I'm just saying, I was sick of hearing Jasmine Crooked blame racism and everybody, the white man this and the white man that. So, I'm being told she lost, according to the New York Times, she lost by about 155,000 votes. That's a lot. What, Jasmine Crooked, maybe she can become a talk show host for MSNBC or somebody over there where Al Sharpton and those guys are. Amazing. It's a spiritual battle. And each adult individual is responsible for themselves, and no one else is, men or women, male or female. You are responsible for you. And as soon as you stop blaming, the sooner you will be free. You will be free. That's up to you. Some of you heard of this guy by the name of Nipsey Hussle. This is Black Excellence. Black Excellence. And so I've been told this morning in the meeting that Nipsey Hussle has expired, like, I guess a couple years ago or so. He's not around. He dead. He dead. But they opened a hamburger joint for him or something. This past Sunday. And Stevie Wonder, and according to the report, Stevie Wonder and Snoop Dogg and all those people were there down in Long Beach, California. All those people were there to participate in the opening, according to the report, of Nipsey Hussle's hamburger joint, even though he's dead. They were celebrating. And like any other time, whenever the blacks get together, there has to be a shooting or fighting. Something has to break out. They don't let the fun begin and end in fun. It has to end in a tragedy, what most people would call a tragedy. So Nipsey Hussle expired about 7 years ago, they're saying. He was fatally shot, outside of his Marathon clothing store in the Crenshaw neighborhood of South Central L.A., NBC is reporting. Amazing. So they had this open for this guy this past Sunday. And lo and behold, a shootout. And you don't hear a lot about it, because it wasn't white people shooting the blacks. It was black on black, it appears. And so you're not going to hear anything about that, because most people don't care about that. They only care if whites are involved, because that's where the money, and that's where you can accuse the whites or you can get perceived power and money. It's a spiritual battle. And the white people have forgotten what it's like to be strong. They used to be strong in the good old days. Now that's gone. They have forgotten. NBC 7 News is reporting. A deadly shooting sent crowds running near the ground opening of the newest Marathon Burger location in downtown Los Angeles, No, I'm sorry, in downtown Long Beach on Sunday. Watch this from KTLA.
This was supposed to be a day of celebration, the opening of a brand new restaurant, and instead it ended in gunfire. One person is dead, two others are injured after a daytime shooting in downtown Long Beach. It happened around 3:30 Sunday afternoon near the late rapper Nipsey Hussle's Marathon Burger restaurant around the time of its grand opening at a new location on West Pine.
We're here at Marathon Burger here in the city of Long Beach.
Long Beach Mayor Rex Richardson posted the celebratory ribbon cutting to his Instagram account. Long lines of people gathered outside to watch. Snoop Dogg, a financial partner in the fast food chain, was also there. He's been influential in bringing the eatery to Long Beach, now its third location. Not too long after this, and about a half a mile away, witnesses say shots rang out.
Shots are being fired right now.
Three people in total were taken to the hospital. That's where one person died. Two others are apparently in stable condition. A spokesperson for Marathon Burger says the shooting wasn't connected to the event, and the opening proceeded safely and without issue.
Amazing, huh? My country is gone. Remember the good old days when you went to a burger place? You never even considered there would be shooting. And the mayor appears to be black. He can't control it. And it's, or neither can't or won't or don't want to. It reminds me of the mayor of Chicago. He doesn't want to control it. They want confusion and chaos. That's what keeps them in control. But remember when it used to be fun, you go and sit outside, you sit inside, you have your burger. You never consider that somebody going to come by shooting. Or you go on a cruise, and white people love their first-class life. They work hard. They get educated so that they can go and live a first-class life, everything first-class, on the airplane, everywhere. That's gone now. You can't even go on a cruise and allow the blacks to come unless there's going to be a fight. At the burger place, on the cruise, at the theaters, whatever now, it's out of control. And I want the blacks to know that's not going to change until you, as an individual, take control of your own life. The white people have nothing to do with that. You got to drop the anger. You got to forgive your mama. Your problems start at home the moment you popped out of your mama's womb. And then you were lied to and told that it was somebody else. Amazing, huh? It was reported that a black man shot Nipsey. White people are not killing the blacks. The blacks are killing themselves, and then they're killing the whites. And then they said, no, it's not happening, Jesse. It's not white people. Black people are not killing the white. The whites are killing more people. If ever we need you, Lord, we need you now. Come by here, Lord. Come by here. 888-77-JESSE. It's a spiritual battle. And I would suggest you get off the train because it's going to get worse. This is hell on earth. But you can live from heaven on earth within. You don't have to be a part of the hell anymore. It's up to you. It really is. It doesn't matter the color, the finance, where you live or don't live, what country you live in or don't live in. It's up to you. Let me go to Norway, heard around the world, and talk to William. William, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Hey, William.
Hey, I called last Friday. I had to go to work, so I had to hang up. But I heard you speak about the issues of men the first hour. And you say something that make me think. You say something about some young people are speaking about the issue, but they're doing it in the wrong way. I was wondering what you mean about that.
I don't remember what I said, William, from Friday.
Oh, you don't remember nothing?
No. What was the subject matter?
The issues that women hate the men, and the issues between men and women. And you said something that there is some young people speaking about the issues of men, but they are doing it in the wrong way, and they're making it worse.
And what did I say they were doing? Do you remember?
They were speaking the issues. They were speaking up about the issues of men.
Man, I can't remember.
Okay.
Let's see here.
But my question was, who do you think is doing it the right way? Who's speaking about the issues of men in the right way?
Anyone who is telling the men that their problem is spiritual and not physical, and that they'll hate it, not necessarily because they're men, they'll hate it because they're sons of God. And evil hate God, and evil work through other people, so it hate God, so evil cannot get to God. So what it does, it attacks the image of God, which are men. And around the world, men are hated because they are sons of God. Even if they have turned away from the Father, left home for whatever reason, they're just lost in the wilderness, but they're still sons of God. They may be beta males, but they're still sons of God, and they are hated for that reason. No other reason other than that.
But of the people who are speaking up about this issue, who do you think is more on the point? What do you think about Nick Fuentes and those guys?
I don't know because I don't listen to them. What do you think about them?
Yeah. I think they are, like you said last Friday, some of them are making it worse. Like, I don't know if you heard about Andrew Tate. I used to listen to him before you, and everything he's speaking up, when he's speaking up, he seems something off, but I don't know what, even though he's saying some stuff about men and the issues.
Well, I don't know what those guys are saying because I don't listen to them, but I do know that every man, adult male, unless they take 100% responsibility for themselves, they will be overtaken by the world because of their who they are. And as I said, they are sons of God. And the battle is a battle between good and evil. And except for those women who are working on themselves, because there are ladies who are working on themselves. Now they realize it is a spiritual battle. But the women and the men who are attacking men are supporting evil and attacking men. And so I want to encourage those men and women now, too. They got to overcome evil, overcome anger, overcome resentment so that they can be free. Have you dropped your anger, William?
No, not yet.
And why not?
I don't think this is in my power to do so.
What do you mean by that?
I don't think I have the ability to drop it I don't know how to do it. I don't know.
You don't know what?
How to drop it or if I have the power to drop it.
Have you heard me say how to drop it?
Yes, to watch it, right?
Yeah. So why are you saying you don't know then?
Because it's not working. I still have it. So.
if you watching it, how is it that you still have it?
Because I still feel the pain of the anger.
And are you the pain?
I don't think so, but it still hurts.
And so is it hurting you or the body?
It feels like it's hurting both of us.
Are you the? What do you mean by both of us?
Because I feel it in the body, and I react to it.
So what now?
But I feel it in the body, and that makes me feel bad. And but I
are
that's
you
why
your,
I,
are you your body?
I don't think so.
So then, why are you saying that is affecting you? Then you're not your body. You say you're not the pain. Who is it hurting?
I don't know, but it's still hurting.
And so, but it's not hurting you. I know what you mean when you say you feel it in your body, but you're not the pain and you're not the body. You're not the thoughts that brought on the pain. Why are you not free from that? Why do you still call it you?
Because I think I still identify with the thoughts. I still don't see it's not me. I choose to believe you, but I still don't see it for myself. Maybe that's why, yeah.
But you see how you're aware of the pain, right?
Yeah.
So then you see it.
Yes.
You're aware of the thoughts of anger, right?
Yeah.
So then you see it. What more do you need?
I see it, but I don't see it. It's not me. I see it. I'm confused now, but I still see it, but I don't see it. It's not me. I still identify with the thoughts.
And how do you identify with the thoughts?
Because the thoughts is like things I did or things I experienced. So it's not like random thoughts from nowhere. Or sometimes they are, but most of the times.
What?
It's something I experienced. So there is some truth in the thoughts, you know. It's not all lies.
There's no truth in thoughts. Zero.
What I mean is like something I did or something I experienced. So and I identify with them. There is some type of truth.
I did. Who are you referring to?
Me, this person.
And who are you?
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to find out. But I had.
Who are you referring to then? If you don't know who you are, when you say I, who are you talking about?
When I say I mean this person, this body, this person experiencing this life.
And why do you call that you?
Because that was I always believed. I don't know.
How would that go away? How will you die from that if you don't stop calling it I? Because everything you think about yourself is just a thought. And thoughts are lies. If thoughts disappear, then there's no you. This idea that there's a you is just a thought. So if you stop thinking about I, then there's no you. This idea that you exist is just a thought. When the thoughts disappear, the false self disappears. That's why you got to stop thinking. Hold on, will you? Let me take a quick break.
Okay.
I know you have another question. Hold on. 888-7753-773. A quick break. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. Couple announcement. The men's forum tomorrow night, Thursday night, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. And tomorrow night is the first Thursday of March. Every first Thursday night. First Thursday night for men only. And a reminder to the ladies, the third Thursday night for ladies only. All right? So get ready, man. We're going all the way up to the 50th floor. No more staying in the basement or on the first floor. This year is going to be amazing. And I do counseling, and we have the best counseling service around the world on this side of heaven. Some people may need two, but most people only need one. Some people need two, and some people even want like a little follow-up as needed. It's up to you, but individual and family counseling. And I am really booked, so when you try to get in, be patient. If they can't get you in right away, we'll get you in as ASAP, as soon as possible. By phone, Skype, or walk-in. Go to RebuildingDemand.com, RebuildingDemand.com, or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND, B-O-N-D. All right? So we don't have a brand-new episode of Punchin' TV today at 2 p.m. Brand-new episode of Punchin', P-U-N-C-H-I-E, .TV, today. You don't want to miss it. And last but not least, we don't have a new fall estate. Yeah, maybe tomorrow we'll get that and we'll get to it. I want to go back to William out of Norway. So, William. William?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can now.
Yes.
Do you know that there is no you? It's only a thought. So, when you stop thinking about you, then this you would disappear because there is no you. It's just a thought.
I understand, but
what do you understand about that?
I mean, like, I understand that I've been listening to you a lot, and when you speak, you speak like you say something very like simple and easy, but it's very deep, you know, and so I try to believe you, but I think I have to see it for myself. I don't understand it that way.
What will happen? You've heard me say, stop calling it I. You heard me say that, right?
Yeah.
Don't say I think this, and I feel this or that. I have a past, or I have a future. I'm lonely. I'm sad. I'm revengeful, jealous. There is no I. When you stop saying that, you will stop identifying with it. And I promise you, this idea that you exist will disappear, and the real you, you will remember the real you. Because this other you is just a false idea that is you. It's really not you at all. You just think that you are. So as a man thinking, so as he is, right? You just think it's you. It's just a thought. This false you only exists in a thought.
Yes, I believe this when I have like awful thoughts. This thinking will help me, but
it will help with so-called good thoughts too. Because all thoughts are lies. There's no such thing as a true thought. That's why you feel one way one minute, and then another way one minute, and another way another minute. You're full of thoughts and emotions, and you're calling it you.
Yeah, that's the trap I'm falling into. Like the good thoughts, I believe it's me, and the bad thoughts, I believe is, you know, the devil. So that's the trap I need to.
But what you don't realize, the so-called good thoughts are the devil too, or it's the devil, even the good thought who pretend to be good thoughts, and as soon as you accept the good thought, then the devil give you bad thoughts, and then the devil give you good thoughts, and you're just up and down.
Yeah, that's the trap I'm falling into. But I had one question I called last Friday for is, I've been listening to you a lot, right? And this year I decided to go celibate 100%. And last week I started working, and every girl in there is, I think, is in love with me. I don't know. But the issue is the other men watching this, I feel like they're getting jealous and they're trying to attack me or trying to be funny or some. There is some issue there, but I really need this job and I'm trying to say like low key, just work. But how do I deal with this?
You deal with it by being a doormat and pay no attention to them at all, because what they're thinking and doing is inside of them and it has nothing to do with you. So pay it no attention.
Even if it's affecting me, and I really need this job.
It's not affecting you. It's only affecting you because you're reacting to it. You be a doormat and let them say, and as long as they're not touching you physically, hurting you, let them say and do what they want. There's no you there for them to affect. You just think that they're affecting you. But if you stop thinking that they're affecting you, you cannot be affected.
So when you mean doormat, let them do whatever they want and I just take it?
Yes.
But that doesn't make no sense.
Why not?
Because if, let's say, you are the boss, right, and your coworkers talk to you every kind of way, people will lose respect for you and they will run over you, right? That doesn't...
Do you want people to respect you?
Yes.
Why?
Because I don't want to be like a weak person.
But a weak person is the one that think they need respect. That's a weak person. A strong person know that there's no one there to respect, so they don't need respect. Respect is just a false idea, another false idea for an illusionary person that doesn't exist. You don't need respect. There's no one there to respect.
But you always say, speak up, but don't be angry. So,
right. But in these cases, if somebody's jealous of you or gossiping about you or whatever, there's nothing or no one there to defend. So stop defending an illusion so you can disappear. And the false you must die. You know, in the New Testament, Christ said that in order to live, you must die. He said that if you want salvation, keep my commandment. Pick up your cross to love God with all your heart, soul, and might. Pick up your cross, your ego, and follow me. Love your neighbor as yourself. So those people who are teasing you or doing whatever they're doing, they can't help it. So don't judge them. Don't be mad. And do your job and go home.
Okay. And what about the females who, like, is every female, even the old ones, is on me? One part of me likes it, and the other, I don't know, I'm a bit torn off by it.
Let it pass. It's just temptation. Let it pass. That's the devil. It's tempted them to tempt you, to draw you back in to hell. And in your mind, the devil is tempting you to try to pull you back in. He's using those women to pull you back into hell. Let it pass. They don't love you at all. They're being used to destroy you.
It's like the Adam and Eve story?
100%.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, then I will try this and see how it goes.
And stop from this. Do what you want, but I recommend that you stop saying, I feel this, I feel that. Don't say it anymore, but be aware that these things are happening in your mind and in your body, but you're not the body, you're not the mind, you're not the body, you're not the emotion. And I promise you, William, it will all be taken away from you and you would not feel any of those things at all. Without your effort, the spirit of truth will take away the darkness. You got to die from it, but you got to let it die by stop calling it you. You could be aware of it, but don't call it you.
Okay, one last question. I intellectually, maybe I see that I'm a very weak person, right?
Beautiful.
But it feels like hard to admit it to myself. Like, I see you say, like, men are weak and everything, and I can see that, but I don't know how to admit that.
Just see it. Say, be honest with yourself. I am weak. I am weak. And in the weakness, you shall be made strong with the spirit of truth. The light will make you strong. And it won't be your strength, but it'll be the light of truth of God that makes you strong. But you got to see that you are so you can go to the light as you are weak.
Because but should I just say that in my head, or is some other type of seeing like...
you can quietly say, I'm weak. You know, I'm weak to these thoughts. I'm weak to these emotions. I remember when I first started out years ago, I was so afraid to die the ego death. And it's like the closer it would come, the painful it got, I was afraid. I'm like, wow, I'm afraid to die. But then I realized in saying that, I realized it wasn't even me that was afraid to die. It was the spirit of evil in me afraid to die. But because I didn't realize at the time it wasn't me, I thought it was me. But it was never me. It was the spirit of evil that had to leave my body, and it didn't want to leave, and it made me feel like I was afraid to die. There is no you, William.
Yeah.
So you can quietly say, wow, I'm weak. But don't judge it. Be glad to see it. Do nothing about it. Be weak. And then you shall be made strong. Be a doormat.
I hate seeing that, and I don't want to admit it. And I go to my head to cover it up. I go to my thoughts to cover it up.
Yeah. And every time you do, you go back into hell. You and the devil become one.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And then another really amazing suggestion. It's up to you to do it.
Yeah.
Practice being aware of where you are and what you're doing at all times. Miracles will happen.
I found that when the loss comes, the toss of loss comes, and yesterday I was watching it in the present.
Yes.
The toss, they will go away. They will come, but they will come weaker. Like, oh, this is, I can now let him go. So I know what you mean with watching it, but I have to do it when it's good and bad also. That's
yes. Because the bad, the good is an imposter. It's not real. It may feel good, but just because it feels good, that doesn't mean it's real either. It's not real.
Yeah. Yeah. I will try that. Thank you.
Stay with it.
Thank you, yes.
All right. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Hungary. A first-time caller out of Hungary, heard around the world, Marcel, a first-time caller, Marcel. Marcel, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse Peters.
Hey, Marcel. Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can, but speak up a little bit more, louder.
All right. My question is that when I have to go to work, there is a wicked woman at work who wants me to work more than required. Can you give me any advice what to do?
Is she your boss?
Not really. She's one step above me, but she's a worker also.
Okay, here's what you do. And if you do it, Marcel, it will work. Don't get angry at her.
No.
You see what she's doing, and don't get angry. And if it's not your boss, and if you want to go home, if she say, oh, you got to work, just go home. Ignore her. Don't argue with her. Don't fight with her. Don't give any room to the devil at all. Because if she's not your boss, you don't owe her anything.
That's true. I never get angry because anger is weakness.
Right.
I refuse it.
So why don't you just leave when you want to leave and when you're supposed to leave and go back when you're supposed to go back? Why do you even care about what she's saying? Why does that? Why are you concerned about it?
She shouts at me.
She shouts at you?
She shouting all the time. Yes, yes.
And what do you do when she shouts at you?
I try to pretend I don't hear, but it's quite loud.
Is your boss aware of it?
I'm considering to talk about it with the boss because it's disrespectful the way she talks to me.
Yeah, let your boss know. But don't you get angry. Don't argue with her at all. Let your boss know and you'll be done with it.
Thank you for the advice, Jesse.
All right, let me know how it goes.
All right.
It's the same spirit around the world. What a mess. But are you working on yourself, Marcel?
I do work on myself. Finally, I was able to quit smoking cigarettes, and I would say I'm quite successful. Yes.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I was never angry at my parents.
So then how did you become afraid of women?
How did I become what?
Afraid of women.
Afraid. Why would you say I'm afraid?
Because you're not dealing with this woman at work in the right way.
I should. I know. But I'm just afraid of losing the job.
Oh, I see. Well, then let your boss know. Is your boss a male or a female?
Male.
Oh, okay. Let your boss know what's happening and see what happens, all right?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
All right. Good to talk to you, Marcel.
Same. I would say the same.
All right, buddy.
Thanks.
Take care now.
You too.
Amazing. What a mess. Super chat.
Over on YouTube yesterday, Fazul, if you pray, don't beg. It ain't welfare.
That's right. You don't need to beg the Lord. I had to beg the Lord. Please, Jesus. I had to beg the Lord. You don't have to beg. It already belonged to you. You are sons and daughters of God. Whatever he owned, you own too. Your brother Jesus tried to tell you that. Whatever I own, you own it too, because we are brothers and sisters. Amazing. Thank you.
Walking Roscoe said yesterday, enjoying today, staying in the present. Just wanted to say hello from Germany before I eat this amazing sushi roll.
Oh, Lord. Now I want sushi roll for lunch. This is his favorite place that I get sushi from. I don't know where I get it from, but they order it for me, and then it's good. But thank you all the way from Germany. Say hello to Hitler.
Hope you made it.
Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to Bob Fields and Stephen C., new members on the Jesse Lee Peterson channel.
Shout out. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet on Rumble, now a monthly supporter on Rumble there.
You got to know how to rumble. Thank you, Pastor. I appreciate it.
Norris T. sent 5 Jesse Lee Peterson gift memberships on the YouTube channel there.
That's amazing. Thank you.
Anthony L. Jesse, I turned 65 in February. Go Trump USA.
Happy 65. Amazing age.
Indeed.
Happy birthday. Thank you. Great White Hope. Let me see what the Great White Hope has to say today.
Basically, all I've done is keep my promise.
Wow.
Facts.
Right on time.
Indeed.
Never too late, never too late. Amazing. The Great White Hope. Some people call them amazing. Thank you.
Robert Five Coffees. Last September, Israel launched rockets into Qatar. Trump was not happy. He forced Netanyahu to make a humiliating public apology, all well documented. Netanyahu obeyed him like the wind and the sea. I rest my case.
And there are those people who think Donald Trump is controlled by Netanyahu and others. That's so insane, I don't even know what to say. He made Netanyahu apologize. I remember that. I mentioned that the other day, too. But you're right. He made him apologize. I told you not to go over there messing with those folks in Palestine.
Qatar. Yeah, he got them all on the phone together. He's like, Netanyahu, apologize.
Right. How quickly you forget. That's why Netanyahu was laughing at the idea that someone can control Trump. Amazing. Thank you.
Justin Five. Hey, JLP, do you like Marvin Gaye songs?
What's going on? Tell me what's going on, my father. Yes. I love Marvin Gaye.
10 from Justin. Will there be a men's forum in April? I plan on coming in April.
As far as I know, there will be, but April's a ways off yet. But yes, we plan to have them for sure, unless something change. So check in before you buy your ticket, or if you're out of town, just make sure. But yes, I gotta take a break. 2 more hours to go. When I come back, you'll call hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth. And through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. and donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
All kinds of mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is 2 hours of Black Excellence on Wednesday. And then the third hour, Manhood Hour. Okay, so we're going into the second hour of Black Excellence. Wednesday, March 4th, 2026. AD 2026 is probably, I heard, the proper way to say it. And there's one line open. You can call in right now, even during hate news, not fake news, young or old. And JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to more of your super chats. We do see them. We appreciate them. And coffee's on buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk. Those are super chats as well, not actual full-blown coffees. If you want real coffee, you can go to jesseleepeterson.shop. No I in Jesse, by the way. Jesseleepeterson.shop. Or rebuildingtheman.com/stores and find the jesseleepeterson.shop to order your Punchy's coffee, but you can't be overseas to get it. I don't think we ship the coffee overseas. Most of the other stuff we ship overseas, with exceptions for countries that have high fraud scam rates. So sorry to some of those other countries that you couldn't get this stuff, swag. And it is hate news, not fake news. And we have an exciting lineup today. We have Jesse Lee Peterson. Then we have the Hague Report. And then we have American Anchor Baby. And then you get an hour off. And then we have Punchy TV today. Awesome. So cool. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, concerns are mounting across the Middle East about the stockpile of weapons needed to defend against Iranian attacks. Sources tell Commie Nonsense at least one U.S. Gulf ally already running low on crucial munitions needed to intercept drones and missiles. What a mess. So hopefully Trump can finish the job quickly. That would be nice. War with Iran. U.S. and Israel are stepping up attacks on Iran as the war enters its fifth day. I believe it started Friday midnight or Saturday early morning. Friday night, Saturday morning, you know. Pardon me again. Israeli officials said they launched a new broad wave, and that's a quote, of strikes targeting the country's leadership and security command centers. Our greatest president, Donald Trump, he said Tuesday, Iran's Air Force and Navy have been, quote-unquote, knocked out, and the U.S. military said they have destroyed 17 Iranian ships and nearly 2,000 targets. Meanwhile, Americans are scrambling to evacuate as the U.S. closes several embassies, or at least a few, maybe several, maybe more than a few, and reduces diplomatic staff across the Middle East. A U.S.-based human rights, so-called, which means communist usually, right, group also said more than 1,000 people, including children, have been killed in Iran since the fighting began Saturday. I wonder if they're pulling that Hamas-type stuff, where Hamas sets up next to civilians in hospitals and children's schools and things like that and then plays victim. What a mess, huh? Don't know. U.S. service members, emotional tributes pouring in after 4 U.S. service members were identified among those killed in deadly Iranian drone strike in Kuwait. That one, the first American deaths in the war with Iran. The Pentagon named the soldiers as Captain Cody Cork, K-H-O-R-K, age 35, gone too soon. Sergeant Declan Cody, C-O-A-D-Y, 20 years old, the tender age of 20. Gone too soon, if I'm any authority, which I'm not. Sergeant First Class Nicole Armour, 39. Sergeant First Class Noah Tietjens, T-I-E-T-J-E-N-S, 42. Two other service members killed in Sunday's strike have not yet been publicly identified. all assigned to the Army Reserve's 103rd Sustainment Command out of Iowa, and were stationed at a makeshift operations center in Shuaiba, pardon my butchering of the name, port, when a projectile broke through their air defense. What a mess, huh? I'm James Hake, JLP.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753. 773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, why do you refuse to give up your false feelings of life? Why do you, male and female, refuse to give up your false feelings of life? Why? I like that video. What the? Why? You put that together, Anchor Baby? No. Nice. Why? Why do you refuse to give it up? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever you're doing, you can podcast and listen on your phone. Even if you're just walking or working out or whatever, you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? It's the second hour of the show today. And of course, the third hour of the show is rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man, manhood hour. But the first 2 hours, though we take all calls, the first 2 hours of the show is Black Excellence Hour. This is Black Excellence. What's wrong with the blacks?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Nobody can actually know.
There's no love in the blacks.
Everybody hates us.
No.
Not all, but most.
Right. So that's what's wrong with the blacks.
That's what's wrong with the blacks.
I love the blacks. I love the blacks. I want the blacks to know, just as every other human being on the planet, you got to drop the anger. You got to forgive your mothers and return to the Father. The problem is not outside of you. It's inside of you. It's in you. It's not in anyone else but you. Everybody else's stuff is inside of them. But you got to drop their anger. Forgive your mothers, as the Spirit of Truth said, return to the fathers, and you'll be fine. You're missing the love of a father. You're yearning for the love of the father. You're not yearning for material things at all or people. But due to a, I want to go to Zach out of Ohio. Zach, you are on the air.
How are you, Jesse?
All is well, Zach.
Yeah, I just had a question about the silent prayer.
Yes.
Yeah, so when I'm doing it, you say to look at, like, the center of your forehead, and you'll see the thoughts coming in. When I'm doing that, I don't see them coming in. They're just kind of, like, in the back of my mind.
Beautiful.
And I was just kind of, that's a good thing?
Yes. Because what happened is you are aware that they're there, and it's not you that is shining. The light is allowing you to see that those are thoughts and they're not you. And so because you're aware, they can't do anything. But it's when you're unaware and you're not aware of the thoughts, that's when they control you.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, and I find myself just kind of aware of them all the time. So I guess I'm kind of working through them.
Yeah, just be aware and do nothing about it. Don't argue with them. Don't call them you. And sometimes, because all your life you've been living in the imagination, you're going to forget to catch them. And so you're going to feel, you're going to have the feeling before you catch the thought. When that happens, just know you're in a thought and become aware of where you are and what you're doing. And don't call it you. Don't say, oh, Lord, I messed up. I'm no good. I can't believe it. Don't do any of that. Just be aware. Come back to present. That's all you need to do.
Okay. And then what was the biblical question?
Why do you refuse to give up your false feelings of life?
I think what it is for me, whenever I refusing to give up the false feelings, it's like I'm trying to keep the devil trying to stay alive in me when I'm trying to not give up the false feelings. So it's like if I want to do something that's more exciting, I'm trying to, the devil in me trying to push me to do something exciting to give it life. That's what I think.
Amazing. Interesting. And do you do what the devil tell you?
Sometimes, unfortunately.
All right. I want to respond to that, Zach, but I got to wait until Sunday.
Okay. Perfect.
But you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Yes, sir.
Have you forgiven your mama?
Yes, sir. Yes, I have.
Okay. Well, just stay with it, man.
All right. Will do. Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate you for all you do. And thanks to the crew.
Absolutely. Thank you. Amazing. Yep. Bye now. Let me go to first-time caller out of New Jersey. Mike out of New Jersey. Mike, you are on the air.
Jesse, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
A Bible question.
Okay.
Psalms 83:18.
For some reason, I'm getting a staticky noise in your phone.
Am I better?
Not yet. Are you on a Bluetooth or a speaker or something?
I'm not. I don't know how to fix it.
Are you in a bad area?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, speak right into your phone. Let's give it a good try.
All right. Psalms 83:18.
Okay.
You want me to read it or would you like to read it?
It's your psalm. You read it.
Hold on. Let me pull it up.
You want me to read it? What the?
Well, I mean, you're a Bible reader.
But no, I'm not.
You're not?
I read the Bible sometimes, but I'm not a Bible thumper.
All right. It says, may people know that you, whose name alone is Jehovah, you alone are the Most High over all the earth. So is that the Father?
Repeat that.
Is that the Father?
I don't understand what does that have to do? I don't understand the question you're asking me.
My question is, in that scripture, it says, may people know that you, whose name is Jehovah, you alone are the Most High over all the earth. So I'm just asking the question, Jehovah, the Most High, is that Jesus' Father?
I don't know, because I don't understand what you've read, but I do know that when Jesus was here, that he had given all authority from the Father to do what he needed to do.
Yes.
And then I do know that human beings call him, gave him all kinds of names, and they tried to wish him, and he kept telling them, don't wish me. It's my Father that's working through me. It's not me. My Father and I are one. My Father sent me here to do this job. And then the blind people call him God.
Yes, yes, yes. You know a lot for a non-avid reader of the Bible.
Because the truth is already in, the word is made flesh, is already in you. It's in the kingdom of heaven is inside of you, and everything you need to know about life, about God, about his Son, about you is already in you, the kingdom of heaven.
Yes. All right, Jesse, thank you.
All right, Mike.
You have a great day.
You too, buddy. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Tony from California. Tony, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you today?
All is well, Tony.
Wonderful, wonderful. I see that Trump done bit off more than he can chew this time. That's with Iran.
Meaning what?
Well, the thing is, you know, he thought he just going to step in, do his little bombing, and step out like he did Venezuela. But Iran showed him a different story. He's like, we're going to fight to the end.
And
we're going to fight hard.
But when you say he has bit off more than he can chew, give me an example of him biting off more than he can chew.
Well, he, as in Trump, started this war. And the thing is, he don't realize where he truly started. He thought he gonna go in there like he did Venezuela, overthrow the government and step out, and that be the end of it. No.
That's not what he said.
No.
He was in this.
No.
He said it may take a day, it may take a week, it may take a month. So where are you getting that idea from that he thought he just going to go in like Venezuela and come out? Because he prepared for this battle for a while now. He set up a lot of ships and planes and everything over there. Where you get that idea he thought he would just be in and out?
Well, the thing is, you just spoke.
No, Matthew, where did you get that idea from?
You just spoke on it, what I was saying.
Where did you get that idea from, Tony? He never said he would be in and out.
I'm telling you now, Jesse. I'm telling you now. Because for one thing, America don't have the supplies of missiles.
Tony, where did you get? He never said.
America don't have no allies. Tony. Israel.
Tony, calm down. You made a statement.
Tell me what's going on.
You made a statement. Where did Trump say he would be in and out?
You see what, Jesse? I said he thought. I didn't say he said
that. And why do you think that he thought that? Why do you say he thought?
Stop putting words that's not there,
Jesse. Tony, why do you say he thought that?
Because, once again, you're not listening. Listen, Jesse, and be quiet and listen.
Tony, don't tell me to be quiet on my own show.
Okay, Jesse. I forgive me for saying be quiet, Jesse, on your own show.
All right.
I know it's, you know.
So when did you get the idea that he said he'll be in and out? He never said that, so where did you get that from?
Okay, once again, I never said that he said that. So stop saying that, Jesse.
But then where did you get the idea from that it's going to be like the deal with Venezuela. Where'd you get that from?
From one thing, Israel.
Tony,
Israel is running this show.
Tony, you're going to another subject. Hold on.
No, I'm not going
let you
on
go
another
to the next
I'm
subject.
I'm going to put all this together
Tony,
for you.
Tony, I'm
going
to let you go to the next subject. But I want to know, you made a statement.
Okay.
Where did you get the idea that Trump was going to, thought that he was going to go and deal with Iran in the same way he dealt with Venezuela? Where did you get that idea from?
It's my thoughts, Jesse, so I can have that. I have a right to have a thought, don't I?
But your thoughts are lies, and you believe them.
No, they're
and
not.
That's a problem.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
How you going to say my thoughts are lies?
Trump said it could take up to a month. However long it takes, you're going to get the job done. You said Trump thought he was going to be in it out of there like he did in Venezuela. Trump never thought that. Those are your lies.
Exactly.
Those are your lies.
Exactly. But the thing is, once again,
those are your
he bit off more than he can chew.
No, he didn't.
Why not? We don't have the weaponry. We don't have the backup.
That's not true. They're over there kicking butt right now.
No, they're not.
Yes,
no,
they are.
No, no, they're not.
Who's kicking butt then?
Who's shooting at seven different countries?
Who's kicking butt,
Iran.
Tony? I'm asking you.
Who's
kicking butt?
Like I said, Iran is kicking butt right now because they fighting seven different people. They bombing seven different places at one time.
Well,
so that tell you right there. That woman just said,
Tony, they're using a little drop. Tony, let me respond. They're using Iran, according to the reports, are using little drums to go out the folks. That's going to be out before you can bat your eyes.
No, because for one thing,
because they had 1,000, according to the report. Now they're down to way less than 1,000.
Okay, listen to this thing, Jesse. A drone costs $50,000 to make.
How you
a
know?
A missile costs millions of dollars
How
to
you
make.
Know?
Okay. I did my research, Jesse.
Oh, Lord, that's
I
new.
I did my research, Jesse.
That's new.
And for one thing, and two things for certain, we already spent $5 to $7 billion in 4 or 5 days. Okay?
Hey, Tony.
Taxpayer money is going to waste as usual. What Trump do is waste taxpayer money. Yes, Jesse. Yes, Jesse.
Hold on. CNN.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Tony. Make your point.
Oh, go ahead. You said CNN. Talk. Tell me what CNN said.
Nothing.
I didn't know you listened to CNN. I thought you were a Fox News man.
I don't listen to CNN.
Well, why are you reporting on CNN then?
Tony, because I was trying to read something Derek sent me, and it's too much for me to read right now because I'm black. You know how black people don't know
and
how
slow.
To read all this stuff?
And slow. Don't forget the slow
right,
part.
Right. I'm black and slow, so it's too much for me to read right now.
Okay. Well, the thing is, Jesse, why is Donald Trump that's wasting taxpayers' dollars, bro?
What do you mean wasting?
Why are we over there in Iran? They won't bother nobody.
What do you
they
mean wasting taxpayers' dollars?
They wasn't bothering no one.
And so you want them? You want to wait until they bother you?
Wait until? That's it. Who said they were going to bother anybody?
No, I said you want to wait.
Where you get that thought from, Jesse? That's
a
lie.
You want to wait until Tony? That was a question. That was a question.
Okay. For one thing,
it's been reported that so-called.
So we're gonna bomb everybody. We're gonna bomb everybody then, right?
Tony.
Yes.
It was reported that the leader of Iran, the one that's dead, it was reported that he tried to kill the president, Donald Trump. How long should Donald Trump wait before you take him out, if that's true?
You say, if that's true. If it was the fifth, we all be drunk.
If the fraud didn't have a glass ass, he wouldn't have broken it either when he jumped. But how long should he wait? How long should he wait if that's true?
Once again, Jesse. We can't go.
That's not the question, Tony.
Everybody.
That's not the question.
What is the question?
If this man threatened to kill our president, how long should our president wait?
I don't know. You have to ask the president on that.
And do you want Iran to build nuclear weapons and then come after us?
Jesse, that's their business, Jesse.
Do you want them to build nuclear weapons and then come after us?
Who say they don't already have it?
That's the problem. Do you want them to build, Tony?
Huh?
Do you want them to build nuclear weapons and then let them come at us? We have to wait until they build the weapons
Jesse,
and come at us?
Jesse, do you remember George Bush?
No, that's not. I asked you a question first. Then you
I'm
ask me
you
one.
A question this.
No, I'll let you ask me that when you answer mine.
Okay.
Should we wait until they build nuclear weapons and then let them come after us and then we fight?
Well, from what I understand, Trump built this globe over the whole
thing. No, that's not the question, buddy. That's not the question.
Yeah, well, yes, yes.
The question is, should we wait until Iran build nuclear weapons and then when they start coming after us, that's when we should fight?
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
All right. Yes. Thank you, Tony. Amazing. Nice. It was a better job today. Difficult, but better today. Amazing. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Danny bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. The great Donald Trump leaves me speechless. All I can say is, James, what manner of man is this? Nice.
The wind and sea obeys him. What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obeys him. If what you're looking for is peace and love and joy, Trump is the one. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Shout out. Lori, biblical question answer.
Why do you refuse to give up your false feelings of life?
I need to pray without ceasing because when I'm unconscious, the evil in me takes control and refuses to give up the false feelings of life. Thanks, Jesse.
Amazing. Thank you for responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Oh, the wall going up.
Indeed, I figure it is.
Amazing.
I haven't asked the AI lately.
Ask.
Anthony L. with a coin emoji with a sticker thing with a star on it.
Thank you, Anthony L.
Pastor Chatelet gifted 5 subscriptions to Jesse Lee Peterson on Rumble. Very cool.
Amazing. Thank you. And you got to know how to rumble. Thank you.
Omnitheist. When we are still, we are with the Father. As long as we remain still, are we one with him? Will we return to him after we leave our bodies and become one with each other as well as Christ is in the Father? Asks Omnitheist.
Repeat that for me.
When we are still, we are with the Father.
Yes.
As long as we remain still, are we one with him?
Yes.
Will we return to him after we leave our bodies
and
become one with each other as well as Christ and the Father?
Well, I don't know about with each other now, but I know that when you enter into the kingdom of heaven within, you and the Father and the whole world are one, and it can't change. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Omnitheus and Anthony L. with another and a big smile with a toothy grin, open-mouthed.
Amazing. Sitting. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Thank you all for your support. I really do appreciate it. Helping us to help others. That's amazing. Let me go to Jaden out of California. Jaden, you are on the air.
Hello?
Hey, Jaden.
Is my mic good or is it bad?
It's bad.
Wait, hold on. Is my mic good now?
Yeah. It was good before, too.
Amazing.
Amazing.
So my question is just, what does it mean in, like, practical reality to seek first the kingdom of heaven? What does that look like?
You seek the kingdom by being aware of what's happening inside of you. being aware of thoughts and emotions and everything. Just be aware of that, and the darkness will be taken away from you, and the kingdom of heaven will appear, and it will be amazing.
Well, I'm confused then, because it seems as if I'm already doing that, right? In that I'm watching my thoughts when things are happening, right, and the emotions. But I mean, I don't see how that's seeking the kingdom. I haven't reached the kingdom yet. And it's like, it says in the Bible to seek it first. Right. Well, how can I seek anything else? It's like you're always going to be aware of your inside, right? There's no way you can seek anything else.
But if you...
So I don't know if that's... Yeah.
You don't know what? Repeat.
I don't know if that's what it means, because how else are you going to seek... Like, there's no way you can just ignore your emotions, even if you were going on an ego trip. You still have to know that you're a demon, right?
But what you if you stay with it and just stay, practice being aware, stay present, what you don't know yet is that all thoughts and all feelings and all emotions will be disappeared. They would no longer be inside of you, and there would be no thinking.
So do you mean that, like, literally, like,
are you at work? Are you at work or something, Jason? Because I'm hearing noise in the background.
There's a train that just passed by.
Oh, okay.
I'm walking. Is you mean that literally?
Yeah, I'm telling you that if you just stay watching those thoughts and emotions, don't call them you. Have no conversation with them. Don't call them you. Be aware, but don't call them you. Don't argue with them. Just be aware. They will all be taken away from you. And the kingdom of heaven, which is already right with you right now, you just don't know it because you're in the darkness of your imagination. And the light, you're not allowing the light to come in and get rid of the clouds, which are the darkness of thoughts.
Okay, so seek first the kingdom of heaven just means to be present?
Yes. That's all it
means. Be present. Everything in the Bible just means to be present.
Yes. The Bible points you back to the kingdom of heaven within, and when you go in there, you're starting to do, you're going to see that everything that you will always, that God and everything that you've ever needed, ever wanted, has always been with you. You just didn't know it because you identify with a false self.
Okay. I also got another question about the silent prayer, because I've been doing it every morning and every night. And it's weird because it used to work for me, like when I first started doing it, like 2 years ago. And now it doesn't work anymore. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't, like, and I know you're not supposed to expect anything, but it's just like I'm staring at black. And then as soon as I open my eyes again, I'm still in my head.
Right. But why do you call that not working?
Because it used to be that I would clearly see my thoughts and then they would just, and my emotions.
Right.
And then they would disappear for the rest of the day almost. And I would just be walking around with no nothing.
Right. And so now you find yourself in your head?
Yep, all day.
All right. Well, just come back to your body. Be aware of your body. Practice during the day. Always know exactly where you are and what you're doing, and you'll be fine.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
But I really want to encourage you to practice being aware. Right now, you're walking by the train, right?
Standing by the train now.
And so be aware that you're standing there at all times, because what's happening is you'll be standing there, your body will be there, but your mind will be thinking about where you got to go and what happened and what will happen. So you won't be where your body is. Keep your mind where your body is.
Man, I know you're supposed to do that, Jesse, but it's just like, I really don't want to do that. Because where I am right now is just a terrible place to be.
I know,
and
but
it's just
But inwardly, you'll be fine. It's beautiful on the inside.
Well, you're telling me to be on the outside. You're telling me to be aware of where I am physically.
Right. I'm not telling you to judge where you are, just be aware of it so that you can keep your mind where your body is instead of your mind being somewhere else.
Oh. Don't judge it.
Right.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Stay with it, man.
Cool.
I got to take a quick break. Back to your calls in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. Brand new episode of the FallenState.TV this Friday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. I had a fun, interesting conversation with Christopher. And Christopher has been on the Fallen State before. And I enjoyed talking to him again. He's back. Christopher Fute. He is a member of the New Black Panthers Party. And again, I had a talk with him on back in 2019. Watch this. He's back.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Are you a Christian?
Yeah, of course.
Are you a Bob Marley Christian?
Bob Marley Christian.
I'm expecting you at any point to pull out a joint.
We need to get rid of the left that uses the talking points of the oppressed black that needs to be saved. We need to get rid of those people.
Every time you listen to the woman, you suffer.
The woman is a divine creation, Jesse.
Of Satan, yeah.
No, of creation.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And you haven't had any pot today?
No, I haven't any pot today, Jesse.
Amazing. This Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. You can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. Amazing. I thank you for that. And then at 12 noon today, a brand new episode of Punchy TV, a live episode, so you can super chat, you can call in at punchy.tv today at 2 p.m. Pacific time. Amazing, huh? And 2 p.m. Pacific time, punchy.tv. And the Hake Report coming up at 9, right after my show, 9 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby, the American Anchor Baby, at 11 a.m. A lot going on. Let me go to Ariel, I believe. Ariel out of Florida. Ariel, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Jesse, I just wanted to say, super big fan.
for anybody who's watching, if you want a good Jesse Lee Peterson video, he has one that says, "Why do we have fear?" I believe that one's on your Jesse Lee Peterson. And then on Bond, you have "You Are Not a Sinner." They're both like 30-minute videos that I watch like almost every single day, just because the message, like, you were really like flowing on those two videos. They're really good videos. And you have another one that's like, "Fear Is Not Your God." Just for anybody that's listening and might not have already seen those, but I just wanted to say that because I listen to you almost every day for like the past year, and I kind of had a question for you. So I just wanted to let you know that first, so that you don't think that I'm kind of just like a hater calling in. So one of your big messages is that, you know, we are not sinners, and, you know, you kind of got me back into Christianity. I'm 24. And I started going to church alone and stuff, and I've started visiting two churches. It's kind of like this white people church, like in the morning, and then a little bit in the afternoon I'll go to like the Jehovah's Witnesses. I'll go to both on Sunday just to like get like two different messages. But in both of those, like almost in every church, and even just like in the Bible, I know that you're not a big Bible thumper, you know what I mean? But there's just a lot, and I've seen it in your videos too, where people will like call you out and say, "Hey Jesse, but like in this verse it says that we are sinners," like in like Paul says, he calls himself like this, like the sinner of all sinners, or like in the book of James, he says like, "Wash your hands, sinners," and you know, like, "Wake up." So when there are those like texts in the Bible that say that we are sinners, and I really, really do appreciate your message, you know, that where you say that we're not, because it helps me that, you know, someone who dealt or still deals with like a lot of like guilt and stuff, it helps me feel a lot better that I'm not being judged. But what is your like reasoning as to like, why do you like believe it so firmly that we're not sinners, when there are a lot of verses in the Bible, or even like Jesus, like in Matthew, he says that, you know, there will be a day where people will say, "Jesus, Jesus," like they'll call my name, and then he'll say, like, "I never knew you because you didn't follow my commandments." Like, why do you believe it so firmly when there are a lot of verses in the Bible that like say that we are?
Because, and those are the two different questions there about why you call me Lord, Lord. I would respond to that one too. But the first one is, Christ said that all of your sins have been wiped away. You're free, and he came so that your sins shall be wiped away. So now you're no longer a sinner. But before Christ came and made the amazing sacrifice, you were a sinner, and there was no way to overcome it. But now, because even then it wasn't you, but the spirit of evil, or those people, it was the spirit of evil that made a home in them, and they had no way out because the devil owned them. But Christ came and made the sacrifice and brought you back, for the lack of better words, brought you back. So now you're not a sinner. The only thing you do wrong now is that you play God by judging yourself and other people, by holding on to anger. But all your sins have been wiped away, and you're neither a sinner nor a saint. You're neither right nor wrong. You're neither left nor right. You're neither up nor down. You're free. But you believe lies that you are, because you listen to the lies from the traitors who are telling you that, so they can keep you in prison by way of religion in order to control you. They don't want you to be free. They need you for their own personal thrill of pretending that they're leaders and pretending that they know God better than you. But Christ has wiped away all your sins, and you have no reason to feel guilty about anything.
Yeah, that's deep. Yeah, I agree. Because apart from even like other people, like even at the church or somebody who you might have quote unquote like done wrong in the past, like even apart from all that, you know, I feel like the main thing that people battle with is that little voice inside that's an evil voice.
Yes.
That constantly reminds you of those things. So, yeah, no, that's why I appreciate your message so much, because, you know, even though I, you know, we can't lie, like sometimes I feel like it kind of contradicts like what I'm reading in the Bible, but I just love the message so much, because it really is such a freeing message, like for me, and I'm sure that a lot of other people who like, it shocked me when I first watched the You Are Not a Sinner video on Bond. Like, it blew me away where you say all the time to people that you have never done anything wrong. Like, you have no idea how freeing that is to somebody who might be feeling guilty of whatever it is, you know, no matter how bad it might seem. But for you to tell people that they have never done anything wrong and that God is not judging us or holding us accountable for the things that we do, that's such a freeing message.
So I really promise you that to be true, too. I'm not just saying it to try to prove a point. I'm not trying to say it to be whatever. But I'm telling you that because it is true. You have never done anything wrong in your entire life. It has always been this false thing of the mind, the thought, which is evil, that has done it. But you were told as a young person that it was you, and you heard it from the so-called leaders, whether it's your parents or someone else, and you thought that it was you, but it is not you. It has never been you. And the real you cannot do wrong. It's an ego death that you must die from, the false identity, and that will disappear when you stop thinking about I am guilty, I am wrong, I feel bad, I feel good, I feel this, and I feel that, and you did this to me and all that. Those are just thoughts, and when you stop thinking those things, you'll be free. Because those things will disappear.
Yeah, I agree, Jesse. And honestly, thank you for answering that question. I kind of have another one.
Oh, let me just ask this one about Jesus said that those who go, Lord, Lord. What was that?
Oh, it says, like, I believe in, like, Matthew. He said that there are going to be people, like, in the in the end times, like, when they go up to heaven before they get in, like, they're going to say, Lord, Lord, like, we called your name, we cast out demons in your name. And then Jesus said, I didn't know you, step away from me.
Well, that's happening right now because religious people, they named the name of God or the Son. They prayed in their minds to the name of God. They call him Lord. Religious people do that all the time, but they do not know him. And as a result, they cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven within. Because they only have ideas about God, but they don't know him at all. And so they cannot. That's why they're still angry and lonely and lost and revengeful and gossipy and scared. They have fear. They worry. They have anxiety. But they name the name of Jesus. They cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Okay. So how about this? This is the last. I want to ask you another one, but. So do you think that there is still some sort of effort on our part that still has to be done? Like, you can't just, like, live your life, like, still sinning, like, whether it's, like, drugs, alcohol, or living in fear, or judging. Like, there still has to be some work on our part, right?
No.
No?
Only thing you have to do is give up. You have to give up trying to change your nature. You have to give up trying to know God. You have to give up trying to change things. And when you give up, the spirit of truth will take over because we are not in control of anything. Evil controls us, and then when you overcome evil, good controls you. And so you have to give up trying to be anything.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm like, well, that's a great segue into the other question that I have. So because of all your videos, and especially this one thing that you always say, what right do you have to judge anybody for anything?
Yes.
That also super blew my mind when I first heard it because I'm like, wow, like people would be coming in, like calling in, and they'd be really mad. And then you just hit them with a, what right do you have to judge them for absolutely anything? And then, you know, they kind of just say something. And I myself was like shocked, like when I heard that, because I definitely was a big judger before. And like I said, I've been listening to you for like over a year. So I used to have, or I still have an ego, but compared to where I was like before, I used to worry all the time. Like I used to make plans. I used to like care about what people think or even just like about myself. But like slowly, it gets gotten down and it's gotten a lot better. But one of the ways that I can tell you that you've helped me is that, for example, like when I grew up, growing up, like my dad, when he still lived with us, he was like an alcoholic, and he still is an alcoholic today. And I used to get like super mad back when I was like 10, 14, like, and even went like a couple years without speaking to him just because, you know, I felt resentful and stuff like that. I was turned away because I identified with my mother. But as of like last year, you know, I kind of said to myself, like, I got to let it go, you know. And one of the things that I realize now of like that I know that I'm not judging him is because I like literally stopped talking to him for years because he was still an alcoholic and it would kind of hurt me to see him like that. But now, like, he'll give me a call, like, we'll talk because he doesn't live in the U.S. But like, we'll talk now, and I'll know that he's like had a few, not had a few drinks, but he's been drinking, and like you can hear it in his voice. But now, instead of like getting mad or like hanging up the phone or anything, I'll stay on the phone with him and just like not judge him and just, you know, hear what he has to say and try to be comforting, because I know at the end of the day, like, he's battling things and I still battle things. And just like the same way that I can't overcome my stuff, I know that he can't overcome his stuff. So I can't really like blame him for that. But like, I'll even stay on the phone with him while he's like drunk, and I won't have like really, it'll make me feel sad. Like, I'll feel sad that he's drunk, but I'm not judging him for it. You know what I mean? Like, I'll try to comfort him for like 10 to 15 minutes, just like, because I know that those people, I know people who are like really like into addiction and stuff, they really just need somebody to talk to. So I'm not going to be the one, I'm not going to be the person to like turn him away just because of that, you know? So I feel like you really helped me in like being able to do that, you know?
Well, and right on. But you, the only reason you judged your father as a quote unquote drunk was because your mother saw him that way. She judged him. And when you were a kid, you identified with your mother, so you saw your father the way your mother was seeing him. Children don't naturally judge their fathers for drinking or anything like that. They take on, because they become like their mothers, they take on the identity of their mothers, and they see their fathers through their mother's eyes, which is always wrong. And so have you forgiven your mother? No. When they say, let me know.
I mean, me and my mom have like a good relationship. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I would have a lot more to resent my father for, which I don't now. So, I mean, if there is like some hidden resentment, you know, that's like deep, 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 maybe there is. But honestly, I couldn't tell you that like we're at war. It's like out of like 100%, I'd say maybe there's like 10%. But I feel like it's just like normal disagreements. You know what I mean? Just like normal stuff.
So have you forgiven really her?
I guess no.
How would God forgive you if you don't forgive her for recreating you in her image?
I guess I still got to put the ego down and, you know. Like,
why are you afraid to face her?
I don't know. I guess like the common answer that you might get. Like, I mean, like she's been like, she was there for me, like, when my father wasn't, you know, regardless of whether she created me in her image or not. Like, I mean,
she was supposed to be there. She had you.
yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, not you.
She wasn't doing you a favor.
Yeah, you're right, Justin.
Why are you afraid to forgive her so you can be totally free of her mindset and emotions?
I guess I don't want to hurt her feelings.
You don't want to hurt her feelings?
Yeah.
What's concern of you about her feelings? She may love her misery. She love her thrills. Why are you concerned about that?
I guess because, like, we really used to have, like, a bad relationship. Like, she used to kick me out all the time and stuff.
I know.
But like, now I'm saying, like, now the relationship is, like, I guess, like, 80%, 90% good. So in my head, I'm kind of just like, hey, why would I, like, start something up when everything is, like, fine? You know?
Well, things are not fine. If they were fine, you would be able to go to her and forgive her. You already, you don't want to hurt her feeling. And all the things she has done is seduce you back into her world, and you're pretending that things are fine. You're afraid of your mother. You don't want to hurt her feeling. That's not love.
Yeah, I guess I have to work up the courage to do it.
Come back to your phone.
Yeah, I guess I have to work up the courage to do it.
You can't work up the courage to do it. You got to do it in fear, trembling and shaking in your boots. Mother, I have been resenting you all my life. We used to fight all the time. And I realize now you can help yourself. You realize your father can help himself, and you realize you can't help yourself. Why don't you show your mother the same love by forgiving her?
I mean, yeah, I guess, like, that's also kind of, like, why I called in to, like, get this perspective, because, I mean, I guess you're right. Like, I guess I am pretending that things are fine and they're really not.
You are pretending. You just said, I don't want to hurt her feelings. You don't want to hurt evil in her, but you don't realize she may love evil. That's not your problem. Your issue is for you to overcome evil by forgiving your mother so God can forgive you. And if her feelings are hurt, that has nothing to do with you. That's the devil in her. She may love the devil.
I mean, yeah, that's true. Yeah, no, because, I mean, not just my mom, but I've realized that, like, all women in my life have low-key had kind of, like, this weird, evil, satanic. I mean, maybe I'm just attracting those kind of women because I'm sure that there are good women out there.
No such thing as a good woman.
Yeah, I guess.
And you are attracting the kind of woman that your mother is because you have not overcome your mother, so you're attracting what you hate.
Yeah, you made me realize that because, like, you said that, like, you tell people, like, oh, your daddy married his mama. Right. My mom, low-key, is just like my grandma, and I didn't even realize that until, like, I heard you say that. You know, it's crazy.
And then now you're just like your mama.
Yeah. But, Jesse, hey, I had to, like, this one last thing. So, like, you're always talking about enduring, right? Like, we have to endure the pain and, you know, just, like, go through it and not really have an opinion on things.
Right.
And, like, you know, like, I love that because you said that, like, one day you just gave up trying. And I think I'm at that point where I'm just, like, giving up, like, really just about anything, like, whether it's career. Like, I used to just, like, pretty much I'm just trying to let go of everything. But one thing that I have a question for you is that, like, you know, you say that, like, back in your heyday, you used to be a slut maker.
Slut maker. Right?
Yeah, and honestly, I could say the same. Like, honestly, there are probably a lot of people who are listening. Like, if you were, like, a mildly attractive guy, or if you were an attractive guy when you were young, like, you've, like, had experiences, your fair share of experiences with women, and you say that, like, this stuff, like, you know, it kind of traumatizes you, or, like, once you begin doing things that you shouldn't, like, it becomes very hard to, it's almost like you're addicted to the woman.
Yes, so, you made her your god because you made your mama your god. That's why you're afraid of your mama. Your mama is your god, so all women are your god. And then if you don't overcome your mother, they will always control you. You won't be able to stand up to God.
So I've been able to, like, overcome, I guess, like I used to smoke weed, you know, like, that's super easy to stop. But, like, there's, like, this other, like, the, you know, other addictions that men have, like pornography and stuff. And that's always been a struggle for me, but. And, like, ever since, you know, you started saying, like, you know, stop trying to change it.
Yes.
I've noticed that it's not that it went away completely, but it's gotten a lot less. Every week that passes, it's, like, a lot, like, less. It goes from, like, an everyday thing to, like, a four-day thing, 3 days. It's almost like when I, like, stopped smoking weed, like, it was, like, progressive. It wasn't just all at once.
Right.
So my question is, like, man, I'm not going to lie. I know that eventually it is going to go away. But when you were young, how did you, like, what did you say in your head to, like, not give up? Like, how did you just stay? Because it's difficult, you know? I mean, it's a spiritual battle. So
I was tired.
When you were younger?
I was tired of being miserable. I was tired of living that way. I realized I was in hell, and I was calling hell fun. But I realized I was being tortured. And when I realized that, I'm like, I want to be different. I didn't know what the difference was that I wanted to be, but I knew I didn't want to be what I was. And then, so I stayed with it because I started, as you were doing, I started seeing some light and a little light and a little light and more and more and more, and things start to change. I stay with it. Hold on, man, hold on. I got to take a break. Hate news is coming. My bad, Nick. Hate news is coming. I'll be right back.
I've been depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need
to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Some serious mess going on in this here old world. Thankfully, our greatest president is in charge, helping to clean up the mess. Other casualties may occur, though. President Donald J. Trump did warn that. You may have heard that more U.S. casualties are likely as that big wave of attacks against Iran is yet to come. And there's other mess going on over here. And by the way, this is the end of hour two already. It's been 2 hours of Black Excellence. Third hour of Wednesday is Manhood Hour here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is the 4th of March, 2026 AD. The lines are full. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your great calls. And we'll get to Super Chats. We see them rolling in. You can Super Chat via buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk or on Cash App. Bond JLP on Cash App or right there on YouTube or Rumble or Pill.net or DLive.tv or Odyssey, O-D-Y-S-E-E.com. Not as heavily trafficked as before. Not as heavy of traffic as before on Odyssey. But other platforms as well. Shout out. And after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, after this Manhood Hour is the Hake Report. And then American Anchor Baby and then Punchy TV. That's all happening today. Tomorrow, Men's Forum, guys, for men only. Rebuildingtheman.com/events if you need more info. But it is the first Thursday of the month tomorrow, the 5th of March, AD 2026. And 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, the Men's Forum. And some guys come from out of town to the Men's Forum, and then they stay a few days in town or around here. And then come to church on Sunday, church with Jesse Lee Peterson, rebuildingtheman.com/church at Bond, Jesse Lee's nonprofit. So cool. And by the way, this coming Sunday, we spring forward. We lose an hour of sleep. If you go to bed at the same time, you're going to have to get up an hour earlier. Every day, the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, The Hake Report, American Anchor Baby, Church with Jesse Lee Peterson, The Fallen State, and Punchy TV next week are going to be all an hour earlier than you're used to. What a mess. Shout out. Daylight saving time begins here in L.A. Voters in three states headed to the polls today, or headed to the polls Tuesday, yesterday, for the first primary day of the 2026 midterm elections. In Texas, very closely watched primary there, State Representative James Talarico. Will win the Democrat Senate race, defeating U.S. Representative Jasmine Crockett. Wow. Huh. Interesting. On the Republican side, incumbent Senator John Cornyn and U.S. and Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton are headed for a runoff. The general election will be closely watched, and Talarico will certainly face an uphill battle as Democrats haven't won a statewide race in Texas since 1994. So hopefully he loses in the general election. What is that to do? Is that to try to defeat Ted Cruz? Lion Ted? Support Lion Ted! Shout out, Ted Cruz. Primaries held Tuesday in North Carolina and Arkansas. Results largely unfolded as expected. Drug trafficking. The U.S. military is conducting operations in Ecuador, along with Ecuador, actually, targeting designated terrorist organization in the Latin American country. The Pentagon announced that on Tuesday. New front for the Trump administration's efforts to curtail drug trafficking. It appears to mark an expansion of the administration's Operation Southern Spear, So far, it's killed 151 people on boat strikes, alleged drug boats, in the Eastern Pacific and the Caribbean. The Pentagon has not specified what the new operations would entail, nor which groups they would focus on. Preventive Health Services Task Force, the United States Preventive Services Task Force, helps shape Americans' preventive care. They haven't met in about a year, raising concerns they may be sidelined by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services or pushed into what some call quiet paralysis. That panel issues key recommendations on cancer screenings, STD testing, and other mess like that. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Manhood Hour, Hour 3.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, brand new for this week, why do you refuse to give up your false feelings of life? Why do you refuse to give up your false feelings of life? Why? Why do you refuse to give it up? You know that you don't have to keep it. It's up to you. And the only reason that you have it is because you want it. Why do you refuse to give up your false feelings of life? Amazing question, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, some people just can't sit and watch the show because we're on different time zones around the world. And so they just can't sit. They're like, Jesse, 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 how can I listen to the show? I tell them, you can podcast, but you can still listen as it is happening by going to your phone, on your phone, and calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. And what else is amazing, Jesse? It's amazing that it's the third hour of the show today on Wednesday. And we take all calls, but every third hour of the show on Wednesday is about rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So it is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Amazing. Beta. beta male. A man is a male who turned to man. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
License plate tabs. These are mine from a year ago when I decided to start an experiment to see how long I, as a white dude, could drive around without them and not get pulled over. I was never stopped or questioned once. But please do keep telling us that there's no racial or class bias in policing.
More are we supposed to take?
Take from what?
From you people.
I mean you people. You sound like I'm a damn, I'm a dog or something, lady.
The officers to go into Congress and up in the presidential chair, and they don't have enough gumption to turn around and tell that Supreme Court to rule on the laws of the land rather than to mess with our children and ruin our education and put our country down.
You kid.
Delbert, release the hounds. That boy's running.
That's when white people were not afraid of the blacks. What the? That's gone now. And my country is gone to hell in a handbasket. What a mess. The anchor, don't blame me. Anchorman put that together. I just seen it. Amazing. The guy was in Detroit, I think, or Michigan. He was using the so-called anti-Southern white man mark accent. That was in Grand Rapids, Michigan. That white guy from Michigan is supposed to be standing up for the blacks. What's wrong with white people? What's wrong with y'all? Anyway, I want to play something for you, but let me go back and finish over with Ariel out of Florida. Ariel, I forgot where we left off. Are you still there?
Yeah, you were just telling me about how you were able to endure when you were young.
Yeah, I was tired of being that way, living that way. And so, because even though I was slap making and all that stuff, I was still miserable on the inside. And I made the woman my God because I had not forgiven my mother, and I didn't know I made the woman my God. And so I was suffering, but finally I'm like, I'm suffering. I'm in hell. I'm like, what now? So I asked God to let me see myself, and he did. And he would give me some light. And then I was like, wow, that's cool. And then I would get a little light, but I still was a slap maker, and I was still smoking pot, a little bit of pot. I've never been into pot like you guys. Well, not you, but other people are. But I noticed that the more light I got, the more I wanted, because I was overcoming the things that I thought I could never overcome. I thought it was me. And then, so the more light I got, I wanted a little more light. And then I would get more light, and then I would start loving the light instead of the darkness, and I would want more light. And then I would get more light, and I would love the light because the light was making me free. And then I wanted more light and more and more and more. And so now I just want more and more and more. And the more you, and that's what it means to love God, is when you love the light, you're loving God, you and the Father are one. And so all things will fall away because it's the ego nature, it's not you. You just think that is you, and thinking it is what making it so, but it's still an illusion, it's not you.
Yeah, no, thank you, Jesse. I think that's kind of like where I'm at right now, just coming up the ladder out of hell, seeing a little bit of heaven. And I want to just take a stab at your biblical question.
Okay, but you got to face your mama, Ariel.
I'm sorry?
You got to forgive your mama. You got to take this thing all the way. And because the problem with human beings, they judge. And that's why they would never see heaven. They would never see God. They call Christ Lord, Lord. But they would be denied by God because they have not stopped judging. They and the devil are one, but they call the devil Jesus.
Yeah, no, I am trying to go all the way with it. And
but you got to face your mother then.
No, I will.
And if she cries, that's on her. When she cries, she's lying. If she get mad, that's on her. When she's mad, she's lying. And you have nothing to do with that. You're not responsible for your mother's emotion or anyone else.
No, yeah, I'll take what you're saying to the bank, and I will do it. But just to, like, to answer your biblical question, like, why do we
hang
on to, like,
you know? Refuse to give up your false feelings of life?
I kind of want you to answer, because, like I said, I am trying, and I feel like I'm getting somewhere with it. And I am trying. Like, if it were up to me, I would snap my finger and make it go away. But, like, why can't I do it? Like, why can't most people, why can't we do it?
Well, I can't.
Even though we want to.
I can't respond until Sunday.
Ah, okay.
Remember, I have to hold my, put my little two cents in on Sunday.
Got it. No, that's a really good question, and I'll be listening on Sunday to see what the answer is. That's a really good question. I have no idea why.
Okay. I'm about, when you hang up, I'm going to play something really fast, and I want you to listen to it. And if you can do this, and you can, you shall return to the Father completely.
Thank you, Jesse.
But you got to do, is he able to hear this while he's on the line?
I believe so.
I want you to listen to this.
You know what? Ariel, can you hear this?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Okay, perfect. Yes, he'll be able to hear it.
I want you to hear this because it's manhood hour. I want you and every woman, every male and female that want to be free, this is what it's going to take to die from that old nature, that ego nature. So I want you to hear this. Don't hang up. Hold on. I want you to hear the if. Really, folks, if you want to be free, you got to do this.
If, by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to, broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings, and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Area, if you can do that, and you can, you will enter into the kingdom of heaven, and you will have perfect peace. I promise.
Thank you so much. Yeah, no, ego death. Got it. Hey, Jesse, I really appreciate you giving me your time today, and God bless you for everything that you do. Thank you so much, Jesse.
You too, and stay with it. Stay with it, buddy.
All right, Jesse, take care. Have a great day.
You too. Oh, amazing. You got to do it if you want to be free. You must die. Christ said, if you want to enter into the kingdom of heaven, which is within, follow him. Love God with all your heart, soul, and might. Pick up your ego. Love your enemy. Love your neighbor as yourself. And you shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. That's all to it. And it's the most easiest thing to do. But yet, because you think it's difficult. It's difficult for most people. It's only because you think it's difficult. And all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. But you believe thought. You don't even exist, but you think you do. If you stop thinking you do, then you'll disappear. Your idea of self is just a thought. If you didn't think you existed, it would be gone. And the kingdom is right here, right now. I want to play you something really fast here, and I get back to the busy calls and your super chat. My producer gave me this story about a 12-year-old girl who said that she was raped. And she said that she had been, this is from Local 10. This 12-year-old girl claimed that she had been raped, right? The mother of a 12-year-old Josiah, J-U-S-I-A-H, Jones, shouted outside the court, outside a court hearing on Monday. Is this still going to report the story, the news item? But where's the story, though? And this is where she claims she was. This is where she claims she was raped for 30 minutes. What? Okay. So here's the beginning of the story. Jerry's kind of redid it over for me. Local 10, the mother of a 12-year-old Joshua Jones shouted outside of a court hearing Monday after her son, along with two other boys, were recently charged as adults in a case involving the rape of a 12-year-old girl. Watch this from WPLG Local 10.
Well, court was brief today, but afterwards, emotions were running high with one of the families of the boys being charged as an adult. That's the mother of 12-year-old Josiah Jones screaming at anyone who would listen after today's court hearing as her son faces charges as an adult in a case involving the rape of a 12-year-old girl.
I don't care if they get 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, 100 years. Guess what? I'm going to always feel like as a mother, as a woman, I'm going to always feel like it's not enough.
The girl's mother speaking to Local 10 recently saying she just wants justice for her daughter. According to police, the girl was leaving a friend's home when she encountered the boys near a community garden in Overtown. Investigators allege 13-year-old Nelson Nunez raped her, while 12-year-old Josiah Jones and Xavier Tyson, who was 14 at the time, restrained her. Police say Jones put rocks in her mouth to stop her from screaming. All three boys are being charged as adults.
Amazing. And so, now they're saying the story made up. I don't know because I wasn't there, but they're saying that this story was made up by this girl. The victim says she was raped for 30 minutes. When Derek told me about this and they said 30 minutes, now I don't know, I wasn't there, right? But I'm like, that's ridiculous. Nobody has sex for 30 minutes. You can't go 30 minutes. I'm like, that doesn't even make sense. But I don't know, I wasn't there. And so now they're saying that the story is not true. The victim says she was raped for 30 minutes, and the father of one of the accused boys called the charges against his son bogus. Watch this from WPLG Local 10.
The victim says it went on for about 30 minutes, and the boys stopped when they heard her father calling her name. In court today, attorneys for two of the three boys arrested in this case formally entered not guilty pleas, requested jury trials, and invoked discovery requiring prosecutors to turn over all evidence. They also argued their clients, Jones and Nunez, should not be in adult jail.
At this point, you know, you have a 13-year-old kid sitting in jail, and me and I think my co-counsel, the lawyer for the co-defendant, we both will be fighting hard to get our clients out of jail.
As for Jones's father, he tells us the allegations against his son are not true.
A young black man that was visiting Miami, it was with the wrong two kids, a 15 and a 14-year-old. My son is 12 years old and has a father that takes care of him. These allegations are bogus.
Amazing. I don't know, but one thing I do know, over the last 36 years now, I cannot tell you the number of men who have been accused of stuff like this by adults and younger, and it's not true. But once they say it, because human beings are so wicked and evil and judgmental, they just believe it. And they look at you like you're crazy. But I don't know about this situation, but I wish the boy well if it's not true. And the world, because the world loves evil, they believe whatever the woman says. She said it must be true. And 9 times out of 10, it's not true at all. Again, I don't know about this, but no longer are you innocent until proven guilty. You're guilty as soon as you hear it. And that's why you got to overcome the world. You must overcome the world. My producers tell me the so-called victim mother was not present at the hearing in person, based on a recent court report. So I suggest you overcome the world so you won't be bothered about, you won't even think about the world or what they think of you. Because human beings are wicked. You don't know the nature of human nature until you overcome it. It's bad. It's worse than what I can tell you. And Christ said, do not trust an angry person, a resentful person. They are evil. And as soon as they hear the word rape, oh, Lord, their emotions go through the sky, and they think their emotions are real, and they believe it. Again, I wish these guys well. I don't know what happened there, but what a mess. Julius Caesar said, during a military quote of the day by Julius Caesar, he said, it's easier to find men who will volunteer to die than it is to find those who are willing to endure pain with patience. How many men and women are willing to endure the ego death, the ego pain, with patience? You'd rather go to the military and be shot up than to endure the ego death with patience. That's amazing. Julius Caesar was pretty smart. I didn't know he thought that way. What the? You got to endure. Christ said, keep my commandments. Love God with all your heart, soul, and might. Pick up your cross, your ego, and follow me. And love your neighbor, your enemy as yourself. The kingdom of heaven is love. That's why when you drop that ego, when you stop judging and resenting, the kingdom of heaven is yours. You got to stop judging. You are not God, and even God don't judge. But you think you're God. You have sinners judging sinners. The religious people are sinners. Judging sinners. 888-7753. 773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. Let me go to first-time caller out of Texas, Hodge. Is that right there? Hodge. Out of Texas. Hodge, you are on the air. Hodge? You're on mute, man. Hold on, I'll let Derek handle that. Let me know when he's ready, Derek. Let me go to Pennsylvania and talk to Chris. Chris, you are on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Chris.
Hey, so I'll jump right into it. I have a 28-year-old daughter. So she moves to New York City. I'm, you know, helping her get her whole life together. She finds this guy. Now they want to go, you know, he came to me and asked me, can they live together? I looked him in the face. I said, I don't want that. I would recommend that you don't live together. And if you love her, marry her. But, you know, for you to just, you know, want to live together because it's expensive in New York City, get out of New York City, come to Pittsburgh. But no. They went, and he was like, thank you for your advice. I'm going to go do it. They go and move together. So my ex-wife is involved in that decision, and then now they want to get married. So everything about him just, like, it's like annoys me. He's like a Trump deranged syndrome kind of guy. And now my daughter is the same way. So they get engaged, and I said, that was where I was wrong. I said, I'll pay for the wedding if it's in, you know, 6 months and you go have kids and go get a little house. I'll contribute to the wedding. So they said, thanks, great. Your dad's paying for the wedding. Well, of course, what do? They change it a year and a half out. The wedding is super now crazy expensive, and it's not in Pittsburgh. It's all the way out in California where he's from and his little town. So now I'm feeling some kind of way, and I'm like, wait a minute, I feel like a sucker here. So you want me to give you – so now I go down. I don't want to pay this for this wedding anymore. It was supposed to be for 6 months. He was supposed to get married in 6 months in Pittsburgh, and now you a year and a half out in California, and – this guy is like sitting around waiting for me to pay for his wedding and all his buddies and everything. I'm like so annoyed with it. So I'm not talking to anybody in the family, and they're all like, you know, like jumping down my throat, like, you know, aren't you going to send a check or whatever? And I kind of feel like I got bamboozled into that deal. And I do my silent prayer. My question is, is there another way to move, a better option than for me to be sitting here stewing on it, you know, or did I put my foot in my mouth?
So if I hear you correctly, your daughter is 28 years old, right?
Correct.
And you already helping her, taking care of her?
No. I just give financial advice on what to do with, you know, her, you know, whether she should take this job or not, you know.
Were you giving her money?
No.
So you were not giving her money?
Correct.
You just tell her if she should take a job or not?
Yeah. So I've been trying to get her out of New York City because it's really expensive over there.
But if she's paying for it, why is it expensive for you?
What's expensive, what's going on, it's the wedding now.
No, what I'm saying is, why are you trying to get her out of New York? And if you're not spending any money on her, it's not costing you. Why are you concerned about that?
Because I can see that she wastes all her money on rent and it's like it's not necessary. You work from home.
But she's grown. Mm-hmm. Can't she do what she wants?
Yeah, she's doing what she wants. Yes.
So then why don't you stay out of it?
And I have.
No, you haven't. You tried to convince her to move to Philly or get out of New York.
Well, Yeah, that was just like a father advice, like
but
you know.
Well, she doesn't need a father now. She's grown.
Mm-hmm. She's okay. So she's grown now, and then now.
And so, why would you offer to pay for a wedding that you didn't want to happen, and you say it happened at a later time? You don't even like the man that she's married. Why would you even offer to pay for a wedding?
That's where I put my foot in my mouth.
No, why did you do that? I want to know why.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Hold on a minute. Let me take a quick break. Yeah. Hold on. The Treasure Chest is now open on D-Line and Stretch Off on Pills.net. I'll be right back. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, quick announcement. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E, H-A-K-E report.com. The guy with the good hair, you right. After that, the American Anchor, baby. Energy given to him by God. It's a gift, not a loan. God gave Trump a whole lot of energy, and he gave the rest to the anchor baby from 11 to 1 Pacific time, the American anchor baby. And then at 2 p.m., a brand new live episode of Punchy, Punchy TV, Punchy.tv. You don't want to miss this. Oh, Lord, get ready. Fight, fight, fight. It's amazing. And then the men's meeting tomorrow. If the Lord is willing, the creek don't rise. All right. Thank you all for your support. I do appreciate it. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Or Jesse Lee. Or you can mail it in. Make your check or money order out to Bond, B-O-N-D, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. That's P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or you can call 800-411-BOND and make a donation. 800-411-2663. Or you could go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Or you should scan the QR code to support Bond. The QR code. And it is a nonprofit 501c3. All right, so you get something back at the end of the year. And I appreciate it. Let me go quickly back to Chris just having an issue with his daughter and now her fiance. Chris, why did you offer to pay at all when you 100% didn't agree with the wedding?
I thought that the wedding would be in Pittsburgh. And if it was going to be in Pittsburgh, then I felt like I can contribute to it.
But why? And if it was next door, you didn't agree with the marriage thing itself. You can't stand the man. Why would you agree to pay a dime?
That's a good question. I guess that's the crust of it.
Speak up a little bit.
Yeah, that's a good question.
You agree to give a dime when you don't agree with the man she's marrying, about the man she's marrying?
Yeah, that was stupid.
Why did you do it?
I don't know. Maybe it was just that, you know, there is a, I think when I look back at that time, aside from the Glenlivet that I was drinking, I think that it could have been that, you know, this feeling of you're the father, your daughter's getting married. Yes, you got to donate some money to this cause. You know, you got the ex-wife looking at you like this is the time where you say you're going to help with the wedding, you know. And meanwhile, I'm thinking inside, well, you haven't followed one of my advices ever in life, not one. And you throw away all your money on expensive rent and whatever you want. And now all of a sudden you get married, you should be paying that yourself. You know,
but Chris,
now all of a sudden we're tradition.
Chris, what's wrong with you that you can't leave your daughter alone, let your daughter live whatever life she wants? She has a life, a right to screw her life up and live a miserable life or to be free. Why don't you give her that freedom by staying out of her life? You're not even working on yourself. You're paying money for a wedding that you don't even want. How are you going to help somebody else when you're not even being helped?
Right.
No, that was a question.
Fell into that trap. That's why I was calling. I'm like, you know what? It's been bothering me. I'm like, I'm going to have to just pull the cord here and just tell him, you know, we set up, tell him that I'm just bailing, man. I wish you guys luck. I wish you guys luck. I already told my ex-wife, you know, like, first of all, if he wants to get married, he should, and he's going to get married in his own town. That's so weird. Like,
why do you even deal with your own wife? Why don't you be done with her too? I mean, your ex-wife.
I know, cause she's behind the scenes. She's like behind the scenes there.
But Chris, you're at fault for being weak. You can't blame those people at all. You're being weak. Mm-hmm. You're all involved in your daughter's life. You're paying for a wedding. You're doing everything you don't want to do. That's your fault. It's no one else but yours.
Yeah, it is. I agree with you. There's something wrong there. Now, backpedaling, I'm just going to look them all.
You're not paying for a wedding. You don't owe them any excuse or anything. And be done and go work on your life and leave those people alone. Just don't judge them.
Yeah.
Because all they're doing is taking advantage of your weakness.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't blame them. You put yourself out there to be used.
Yeah. That's how I feel. It's like I feel like it's he's just sitting there looking for, you know,
it's
free.
It's not his fault. You made the offer.
Mm-hmm.
You can't blame him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I should just, so bail.
But don't you know that without me having to say that?
I know that, but you know what? I just wanted to make sure I was right on that, because what's going to happen, they're going to jump hard, and I'll face them, you know, but that's what they're going to do. I'm like, wow, you know, your first daughter, you know, is getting married, and you ain't paying for nothing, you know what? You know, I just got to prepare for all that crap that comes with it. And that's how that goes, you know.
But that's your fault. Why you listen to all that? You already plotting and planning what they're going to say. Why do you care?
Mm-hmm.
That's a question.
That's it.
I really want to know question. Why, because of time. Why?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I'm failing there in that part. That's why I was
calling. Why are you... You're not working on yourself?
I am. I believe I am.
Have you forgiven your mama?
Yes.
So why don't you move on and live your life and leave those people alone? Don't judge them, but be done with them. Why don't you do that?
I mean, I thought I was.
You're not. You're about to pay for a wedding that you don't want to pay for.
Mm.
And you're concerned about what they're going to be saying about you. That doesn't even make sense. It's not normal for a human being to be concerned or even think about what someone else think about you or say about you. Why are you even think about that?
Well, cool. No, you're right. I'm going to just blow that off.
No, I want to know, why do you even think about that?
I think I was... I have no idea. I think I was just kind of like, I don't care really deep down inside. I don't really even care. It's like,
you do care. It bothers you that you stuck to pay a wedding and now you're afraid to get out of it. Uh-huh. Why do you even think about what other human beings think about you? Why? Why do you think about that, period?
Yeah, I'd have to think about that answer. You're saying it's like ego or something? Or
it is.
Some sort
it's
of,
evil to think
ego.
About what someone else think about you. And it's a thrill for you to think about, oh, they're talking about me. They're saying I'm bad. I'm this and I'm that. That's ego thrill. When will you stop loving your thrills?
I see. You're right. That's good.
No, that was a question. Good. When will you stop loving
I'm
your thrills?
I'm going to stop it like 5 minutes ago. I'm going to stop it in 2 minutes after this phone call and run and be free. Heck with all of them.
It's not about them, but it's about you.
Mm-hmm.
I wish
yeah,
you
but what? That's what I was.
What?
Yeah, I guess that's what it was. The bottom line is it was my ego who put my foot in my mouth and.
All for and the thrill of it.
Yeah, for the thrill of it, and turned around and
it sounds like those people are doing whatever they want to do. Your daughter want to live in New York. She want to marry the man you told her no to. And the man you told no, she's doing what she want to do. He's doing what he wants to do. The ex-wife's doing what she wants to do, and you're getting the thrill of being mad, but yet you're forced to spend your money. You are your own problem, buddy.
More time in solitary confinement.
I got to run, but if you want to be free, nobody can do it but you.
Right on.
I wish you well.
Thank you.
All right.
Take care.
All right.
All right.
888-77 Jesse. Let me go to Junior out of Texas. Junior, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going? This is my second time calling.
All is well, Junior.
Man, there's a lot going on in this world, huh?
The world gone crazy.
Man.
People gone crazy.
You know, I was thinking about what you were talking about earlier. I forgot if it was with Ariel. You know, he brought up Matthew, I think it's 7:21. 22 and 23.
Speak up just a little bit.
I was thinking about I mean, I had a question, but when I was listening to the whole conversation with Ariel about how he was reading the scripture on Matthew 7, I was trying to get like, what was your intake on that, on Matthew 7:21, 22 and 23, where I think it was, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Right. Anyone that says, Lord, Lord, but has anger in his or her heart will not enter into the kingdom. They do not know God. He will deny them.
What do you think it means when in that passage where he says, Jesus says, but does the will of my Father, what could be the will of the Father?
whatever it is the will of the Father want, because you and the Father are one, it won't be you doing the will of the Father, but the Father working through you to get the will done. The Father was in the Son, and the Son is in the Father.
Okay. It says, and many of them will say to me that day,
And so the Father's will has been done, not yours.
Okay. Let me ask you another thing, too. So you forgave your mom, right?
Yes, yes.
What'd you do after you forgave your mom?
I went to work.
You went to work?
Yeah.
Oh, so you did it earlier in the morning then, Jesse?
No, I mean, I started working on myself.
Oh, I'm about to say, I'm like, you caught in the work. I'm like, you a savage. Jesse, you called your mom and said, Mama, I'm sorry, but I got to talk in the
I
work
I went
now.
Over there. I met with her because I was afraid, so I went shaking in my boot. But because I'm tired, Junior, I can't play.
You can't play?
No, I got to go.
Oh, you got to go.
Yeah, we run out of time.
Oh, no, no. Well, hold on, Jess. The only reason I say this is because I know it's a powerful thing to forgive. But, you know, I was reading a proverb.
Have you forgiven?
And I did. And that's why I went to Proverbs. Because then I was like, what happens next? I was like, Jesse said go to work. But you said work on yourself.
Right.
I got you.
You practice being aware of yourself so you can die from the old self, the ego self.
Let me ask you this. Do you believe in yourself?
No.
Who believe in?
Nobody.
You got to work on yourself. You don't believe. So you don't believe in working on yourself?
But who is the self that you believe in?
Yourself. I'm asking you. Like,
there is no yourself.
Then there is myself.
There's not a myself.
Hey, man. I sound like Chris Rock and Jackie Chan when he was talking on Rush Hour. Who, you? No, me. Me, you, you. I asked this because, and I love the show, JLP, right? Holding it down.
Yeah.
The reason why I ask is because in the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, because after I did the whole forgiving my mom and stuff like that, it said, man, if I could go ahead and read it really quickly, it's something that really touched my heart. It says, my son, hear the instructions of your father. And it says, do not forsake the law of your mother. What would that law be if the mother's evil?
Do not hate her.
But her law is not to hate her?
Well, not her law, but don't resent the mother and the father. And when you don't resent them, that's what it means to honor them. I mean, to respect them, to honor them. It's by not resenting them because they've done the best they could, and even though it wasn't good enough. And then through that, you can love God when you love them.
But that's all in the law of the mother.
Yeah, but you're making it more though. Than what is in your mind. It doesn't mean all that.
Then what?
It
has to
mean
be
don't
the context
resent
to it.
Yeah, just don't resent them. But Junior, call me on Bible Thumping Thursday tomorrow.
Hey man, hey, I definitely will. JLP, man, stay blessed. I think it was yesterday I called, and I'm gonna hang up now. But I think it was yesterday I called, and I drive, and I'm in Texas, so I would lose signal. But that lady, Miss T, the one that she called on Tuesday or Monday, she was going hard. she should have waited till Bible Thumper Thursday.
Yeah,
but she dropped it. Yeah, Jesse, stay blessed. Thank you. I'll try to call tomorrow.
All right, buddy.
Appreciate you.
Okay.
All right.
Too.
Thank you.
888-7753-773. Let me try. Is this the first time I'm calling on four? On four. That's not a first time call? Okay. Let me go to a first time caller first then. Hodge, a first time call out of Texas. Oh, Hodge, your phone dropped earlier.
Oh, yeah. I'm not too savvy on it, so I didn't know it'd go on mute. But I thought I'd figure it out and had to go.
Okay. You're on the air.
My question was, is heaven a place you become or a place you go?
A place you become.
Yes.
You and heaven will be one. You and heaven will be eternal life. Heaven is right here, right now, inside of you and above, but you can have it right now.
Awesome. I've been binging you for about the last month, and what's weird is about 30 years ago I had an incident, and I've been reading the Bible, and I've just seen everything you're talking about, and I couldn't talk to anybody about it. It's just amazing. I appreciate you. What was the biblical question?
Why do you refuse to give up your false feelings of life?
I believe because until you realize that you are the kingdom of God, you're in the dark and you have to walk where a blind man walks, the area he knows.
Interesting. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate that. Are you doing the silent prayer?
I have started doing the silent prayer. I think I do it like continuously during the day instead of at one time.
Yeah. But beware.
Except when I slip out.
Beware of where you are and what you're doing at all time, and you are doing it.
In the present mind.
Yes.
Awesome. I do see something just a little different. Everything you say is so true, but the application, it seems like it only goes to one individual into like a group, like a man, woman, and child, because it seems like man, Adam, is man, woman, and child, and that's what we are the host of. And I saw the emotions like Israelites, and the heart is like Moses, and the tongue is like Aaron. And I've looked up all these words and everything, and the character of the names where men used to be named for the character of their being. And they fit the stories they tell so well, and they tell another whole story, and that's what I've been seeing. And it's just blowing my mind, the things you say, because the people just tell me I'm on a different page.
Well, that's because they can't see. So forgive them. They can't see. And they don't want to see. But you live your life. You go on working on you and wish them well, but go your way. And you stay on the straight and narrow.
I'd love just to sit and talk to you in person, but I'll let you get back to your biz.
All right, buddy. Call me again.
You bet.
Bye. All right. Bye now. Let me see. Gil out of Arizona. Gil, you are on the air.
Hi.
Hey, Gil.
Can you hear? Hey. Listen, I wanted to ask you about your take on imagination. You know, there's certain kinds of imagination that if you don't use it, you couldn't build anything in the world. Couldn't build a house. I couldn't fix my car. You know, you couldn't build a building. You couldn't build a road. So you need imagination to figure out what you're going to build. Now, I understand there's a subset of imagination which is endless. Like fantasy kind of talk,
right,
or imagining.
But because of time, but you do need the imagination, the thoughts to build a house, to make a meal, to drive your car, but you don't live by those. And the ability to do that is given to you by God too. And that's what's called practical thoughts. God gave you the ability to have practical thoughts to earn your life, to function on earth, right? But the psychological and emotional thoughts and feelings are from evil. They are not from God.
Right. Okay, so there's two imaginations. One is practical, and you can't get along without it.
Right.
And then the other is a waste of time.
Yeah, and so when you're working, you find yourself going into the practical thoughts, and once you get the job done, you go back into the non-thinking, and that's where real life is.
Totally agree.
Amazing, Gil. Stay with it.
Okay, thanks.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Okay, I will. Many thanks. Great job. You're wonderful.
Thank you, buddy. I wish you well. Call me again.
Bye. Okay.
All right. Super.
Super chat. Super chats.
Roy M. bought a coffee, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. The Great White Hope will go down as the number one president in the history of the country. He's working hard for the American and all while never taking a paycheck. He sees an issue and works hard to fix it.
I rest my case. Amazing. Thank you.
Hannes, my guilty pleasure. Two coffees, by the way. My guilty pleasure almost every day is wondering who the true self in, quote-unquote, me is.
Yeah.
But I know I can't expect anything. God, I wish to be different. Quite praying. Thanks, hands emoji. Thank you, Jesse.
Stay with it. Just stay with it. I'm telling you. And don't, like I said, I want to be different, but don't define what the difference is, because you're going to go back into imagination thoughts and you're going to come up with a raw identity. I just want to be different, but don't say what it is. Amazing. Thank you.
Jelly L over on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App. How do you feel about crosses, like cross necklaces and such?
Nothing. It's just beauty. If you want to wear one. I don't wear them because they're irritating. But nothing at all. They're not special. They're just for the beauty of, to beautify your body. Or then for those people who wear those cars, they think God is with them. But it's just a thought. Amazing. Thank you.
Walking Roscoe, no matter what someone else thinks of me, it's none of my business. Shout out from Germany. Love y'all.
If I decide to chase the notion and jump in the ocean, ain't nobody business if I do. Yeah. It's nobody business. Don't even think about it. It's weird. It's evil to think about what others are thinking about you. Think about that. Other human beings who are evil, and you think about what they're thinking about you. What? Nah. Thank you.
Shout out to Games for Rec, Aries 1, Kid Combo 1.0 or 2.0 or whatever it is, Wolf 336, and the rest of the D-Live crew. Thank y'all.
Shout out. Thank y'all.
And thank you to the monthly supporters on the Rumble crew, the members or subscribers, and the members on the Bond YouTube channels, Jesse Lee Peterson, The Fallen State, and Bond Rebuilding the Man. Thank you, guys.
Thank you all. Amazing.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you for your support. Amazing. I am so out of time. I don't know where those 3 hours, how did they manage to go back that fast? What the? And I'll be back tomorrow if the Lord is willing and the creeds will rise. Bible talk of Thursday. The hate report is coming up now. The hate. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. And then after that, at 2 p.m., Punchy. Brand new live episode of Punchy TV. And after that, what the? Have a good day and thank you for your support. And sure to call us. I am totally out of time. I tried desperately to get to every call, but I was successful. Thank you for your support. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right? Take care.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.